Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Well, are you ready?
You mean to make love again?
Yeah. You know, if we're going to make a baby, I only have 4 days of peak fertility.
No, I think I only have about three.
Do you think it would help if I put on that really low-cut black silk teddy? You know, the one with all the lace that you can practically see through?
Let's go.
Just give me a second to get changed.
I know it's late. I'm sorry to bother you, Hayden, but I'm really torn up. It's Quincy. He's got worms again. Oh. I mean, I could deal with those big, ugly, blood-sucking fleas he gets or those horrible sores when he scratches himself raw. But I'll tell you, I just can't handle those big, ugly, horrible worms crawling around inside of him. It just... Am I interrupting something?
Hayden, I'm ready.
Oh... Why didn't you say so? I am. Oh, Christy, it's Luther. I'm sorry, I'm leaving. Don't get dressed. I'm sorry. I'll leave you two alone. I don't want to ruin a beautiful moment. I mean, I can talk about worms and all the mucus he's swallowing anytime. Hey, enjoy yourself, huh?
Pregnant yet?
No.
Oh, you're kidding.
Well, I wish I was.
Man. Oh, I know you're disappointed. Jeez, we both tried so hard.
You want to make love again right now?
I'm not sure why we should.
What do you mean?
Well, we've tried so many times, and the tests just keep coming back negative.
Well... Sweetheart, these things take time.
That's just what I'm worried about. What if I've waited too long?
Come on, Christine. Don't start this age thing again, honey. A lot of women your age are having babies. I've been through all this before. You're not too old. It doesn't happen overnight.
How long did it take you and Beth to conceive Kelly?
What has that got to do with anything?
Well, I just want to know.
I don't know. It was a long time ago. I don't remember.
Well, I'm just asking. Was it the first time or the fourth or the sixth or...
Well, I don't know. It was our wedding night. It could have been the first or the fourth or the sixth.
You and Beth made love 6 times on your wedding night?
It was different back then. We didn't have cable.
So you're telling me that you and Beth conceived Kelly on the first night?
Well, what difference does it make when Kelly was conceived? That doesn't have anything to do with us. Come on, I don't want you to get discouraged.
Well, I'm sorry, Hayden. I can't help it. We've been trying for quite a while now, and I am discouraged. Oh. I think I should see a fertility specialist.
A fertility specialist? Oh, come on, honey. Can't you give Dr. Fox a little more time?
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, I do have a problem with that. I think creating a child is a very special private act between two people, and I don't think a doctor should be any part of it. I mean, I think it's our business and nobody else's.
Hey, Christine! Hey, tells me you've been ovulating like crazy. Any luck?
Did you have a particular doctor in mind?
I really appreciate your coming down here with me.
I just want you to know, if there's a problem, it's not your problem. It's our problem.
Do you have an appointment?
Nope, she does. I'm just here because I'm an incredibly supportive husband.
I'm Christine Armstrong. I'm here to see Dr. Freeman.
He'll be right with you.
Thank you.
So, what do you know about this doctor?
Just that he's one of the leading specialists in the Midwest.
Mrs. Armstrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Freeman.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Fine. You're a doctor?
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding.
You must be Mr. Armstrong?
No, I'm Mr. Fox. She's Armstrong. We're married, but we're modern. How old are you?
I know I look young, but I can assure you I have a great deal of experience in this area.
You have anything hanging on the wall, like, say, a
diploma?
Or a driver's license?
No, it's all right. It might make both of you more comfortable to know I graduated from Harvard Medical School, and I've done advanced research at the Mayo Clinic.
And the driver's license?
Aiden.
Come on in, we'll get started.
Honey, I'm not sure about this.
It'll be fine, Aiden. Fox.
If you get restless, there's coffee down the hall or my skateboard's out back.
How'd it go?
Well, he examined me and took a few tests and...
Yeah, I had.
And they're still waiting for one or two of them, but...
Yeah, but... Honey, come on. We're a team. We're in this together. You can tell me, whatever it is. Come on.
Well, he said it looks like, for a woman in my age bracket, I couldn't be in a more... fertile state.
Well, that's great, honey. You don't have a problem. Then why the long face? If you don't have a problem, what's the problem? Oh, geez. Are you saying it's me?
I'm not saying anything like it's you.
Then what are you saying?
That it could be you.
Well, that sounds like it's me. It might be me. It could be me. It's an awful lot like it's me. Geez, I wish I knew we should have come here.
Hayden, if you want to keep trying to have a baby, don't you want to know if there's anything wrong?
I know there's nothing wrong. Come on, I have a 22-year-old daughter.
You're also 22 years older.
Yeah, what's your point?
Well, for example, you have an athletic background, and I'm sure you picked up a few injuries over the years.
Yes.
And I'm sure you've worked some of those injuries out in hot whirlpool baths.
Yeah.
Well, imagine taking one of your morning breakfast eggs and throwing it into a whirlpool bath for, oh, say, 20 minutes.
Why didn't anybody tell me about this?
Look, Mr. Fox, I'm not saying that there's a problem here. There's every chance that the two of you are just going through the normal difficulties of trying to get pregnant for the first time. But as long as you're here, why not cover all the bases?
So what's a test like?
Well, Hayden, I don't think your test and my test are going to be exactly the same.
It's very simple, Mr. Fox. All we need is a specimen.
Oh, hell, if that's all you need, come on, let's go.
Right.
Oh,
Hey, I gotta tell you, I haven't had a lot to drink this morning. This might be a lot easier if I had a great big glass of water.
Mr. Fox, we don't want a urine specimen.
Well, jeez, man! All
right. Well, it's no big deal, Mr. Fox. This is a doctor's office. Men do this all the time here.
Well, that's an appealing thought.
Here, this is for you.
Well, I'm excited already. Gosh.
Just a second, Mr. Fox. The room is still in use.
Coach Fox?
No.
Yes, yes, you are. You're Hayden Fox. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, if you need anything to help get you in the mood.
No, the cup's working great.
Look, I know this isn't easy, Mr. Fox. And to help, we have an extensive collection of both videotapes and magazines as well. Okay, if you need anything, let me know. You're quick.
I haven't started yet.
Christine, where?
Out with Christine at a place that I don't want to tell you about.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pry. So what'd you do there?
Loser, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, we won't talk about it.
Hey! What are you doing?
I'm calling Quincy's vet, finding out about his test results.
Well, you don't use this phone. I'm waiting for a call myself.
Who's calling you?
Luth, for once in your life, could you just be sensitive to someone else's feelings?
Hey, I don't think a guy desperate to make a call about his dog's worms has to prove how sensitive he is.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Nothing.
Isn't it obvious Hayden's upset about something he doesn't want to talk about it?
Look, I went to the doctor's this morning for some tests. It's really kind of personal. Can we just leave it at that?
Serious?
No, it's not serious. Hello? Dr. Freeman? Yeah. Yes. Are you sure? Oh, no. No, I'm fine. It's... Yeah, thanks for telling me. Yeah. Bye.
You all right?
No.
This is bad. This is real bad.
Listen, Hayden, you're going to beat this thing, not just for yourself either, but for Christine and Kelly and for all those people who love you, like me and Dauber.
Luther, I'm not dying.
Oh, don't condescend to me, Hayden. I've known you for 30 years. You're sick and you know it.
I have a low sperm count.
You got a low what?
Sperm count. I have a low sperm count. Yes, Miss Thorkelson, what is it? No, I didn't realize I was shouting. No, I don't want a glass of milk. There, are you guys happy?
Well, of course we're not happy. How can you be happy when you find out your best friend has something like that?
Coach, I don't know what to say, except at least it isn't something terminal.
What's worse, it's humiliating.
No, not that I think it's humiliating, but I know you gotta feel humiliated. I know I feel humiliated. Hell, I don't think I'd have nerve to talk about it.
Well, I didn't want to talk about it.
Why did you?
I take it Christine doesn't know yet, Coach?
No. No, I gotta tell her. Man, I can't believe this. All my life, I thought of myself as strong, invincible, and now I gotta find out that...
You don't have any fish in your pond.
Well, what am I gonna do?
Seems like the doctors could do something.
But they can. Medical science has made these amazing leaps in the last decade in the fields of human fertility and artificial insemination. The twins game was rained out one night, so I watched Nova... But anyway, just because you have a low sperm count doesn't mean that you and Christine can't have a baby.
I know that, Dauber. I know about all that other stuff. It just seems so unnatural. I don't know if I can go through with it.
Where are you going?
Well, someplace where I don't have to talk about this.
What the hell is Nova?
Yeah.
Where were you? I called your office hours ago. I was worried.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took a drive around the lake, and then I was thinking about driving into the lake. And took a drive up to Miller's Peak. Thought about driving off Miller's Peak.
You got the test results back. It was low, huh?
No, it was a little below normal.
How little?
Oh, about 30 million.
Hayden, it's okay.
Jeez, if I knew this was going to happen, I would have switched to boxer shorts years ago.
It doesn't matter, really. Even if we never have a baby, marrying you and... sharing my life with you is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I mean that.
Yeah.
What's this?
Well, some stuff I picked up this afternoon.
Artificial insemination, in vitro insemination, sperm vacuuming.
Turns out that not only do I not have enough of them, but the ones I do have are dusty.
You went back to the fertility clinic.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna, but somewhere between Miller's Peak and Dead Man's Curve, I got to remembering what it was like when Kelly was born. Holding her the first time. Feeling her little hand squeeze my finger. How great that was. And how, as great as it was for me, I could tell that it was more incredible for her mom. I I want you to feel that, Christine.
I think that's the sweetest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah. I guess as your sperm count gets lower, you get sweeter. I made an appointment for us at the clinic on Monday.
Come on.
Hey, Christine. You're not going to get pregnant this way.
I know.